Welcome to the Stewards of Stoke podcast, an adventure podcast that gets you stoked for the outdoors through stories, interviews with athletes, and industry professionals. Sit back, grab a hazy, and join Matt and Braven for this episode of Stewards of Stoke.
Welcome to the first episode of the Stewards of Stoke podcast. I am one of your hosts, Matt.
You got Braven Levine over here, the wish version of Joe Rogan.
Who am I the wish version of then?
I don't know. You're giving me Haggard vibes over here.
That's fair. That's fair. Cool. Well, I feel like the name is pretty easy to figure out to most outdoor enthusiasts. Stewards obviously means the stewardship of the outdoors and taking care of the outdoors, kind of cleaning up after yourself after where you or cleaning up after yourself after you're done playing, camping, whatever you're doing.
Well, and how about just being a steward of bringing Stoke to people? You know,
yeah, there you go.
You know, not being a jackass out on the trail or an elitist, yeah. You know?
Trying to be too good to hang with everybody or thinking that you're better than everybody else and whatnot. Yeah.
Yeah, just the average Joe out there trying to get after it every day.
That's up to interpretation.
That's fair.
That's fair. And then obviously the word Stoke is the word Stoke. You can't get more excited about the outdoors without using the word Stoke, right?
Nah, if you confuse that one, we can't help you here.
Agreed, for sure. So this is kind of the introductory episode. We just want you guys, our listeners, to get to know us a little bit. But kind of outlining the goal of the podcast, I would say, is obviously spreading the Stoke, but doing that in a way to kind of showcase like favorite brands of ours, favorite stories, athletes. And I mean that by anywhere from like our friends, our personal friends, all the way up to if we could get some like crazy well-known athletes, Lance Armstrong, maybe, you know,
Alex Honnold, if you're listening, climb on over here, buddy.
There's a little shout out. Make sure we tag him when this goes live for sure. But yeah, that's kind of the overall theme of it. We want to get local brands. We're here, when I say local, we're here in Colorado Springs. It's kind of where we're based out of, but obviously happy to have any of the brands we believe in, whether that's here in the U.S. If we can go international, that would be pretty dope.
Get over there and ski some of that Japao.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's been, I wish I like took snowboarding as seriously and as much of a way of lifestyle as I did when I was over there, because I don't even remember where I rode. I just remember it being the best fucking powder there ever was. But yeah, and then, so whenever Braven and I hang out, it always somehow turns into hazy IPAs and pizza. Seems to be the trend.
Hazy IPAs, pizza, snowboards, bikes.
Yeah.
All the good stuff in life.
All the goods.
And it is not free. They say all the good things in life are free, but none of these things have seemed to be free for me.
No, they're definitely the more expensive side of hobbies, that's for sure. You want to tell everybody a little bit about you?
Yeah, you know, moved out here about 4 years ago from Indiana. So kind of a Flatlander kid coming out to the mountains for the first time and hanging out here on the Front Range, you know, access to all the great spots, Red Rocks, Open Space, and, you know, Garden of the Gods, Gold Camp, all everything that, you know, is on the Front Range here. And just lucky to be in such a nice area and, you know, just trying to find myself out on the trail biking every day or snowboarding or whatever that is, you know, ice climbing with Vince. You know, there's just so many things to involve yourself in out here. And try to dabble in a little bit of everything.
I feel like too, like you live on like the south-ish west side of Colorado Springs too, so like you literally like are 5 minutes away from literally the gateway to the west, I feel like.
Easy, man. I don't want a bunch of crazed fans knocking at my door.
Yeah.
No, but yeah.
You're going to have paparazzi here in a couple of weeks when this goes big.
Yeah, just don't catch me in my buffalo drawers.
In the skivvies.
Yeah. But yeah, right here, great access to all the things around. And, you know, you can even bust over on 24 and head up to Monarch or, you know, anything over there. BV, Salida, so many great riding spots, whether you're on a board or a bike.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so I'm kind of not the same story, but grew up in New York. Was glad to get out of there and got stationed out here in 2011. So I'm a U.S. Army veteran. Was able to go to Japan and kind of travel around Asia a little bit. And like I said, wish that I took snowboarding as seriously as I did when I was over there, because I would have spent a lot more time in Japan for sure. And then met my wife in 2014, got out in 2015, and then raced for a local shop here for a little bit, did some enduro, and then had my son a year and a half ago. It's been like the coolest thing probably literally ever. That little dude, like, he's probably gonna be an adrenaline junkie by this summer at least, because he's already ripping down the homemade snowbank ramp and everything on the bike. And the dude's gonna be pro athlete by the time he's 10.
Just don't gotta get him out on a board.
Yeah, don't tell my wife that, because it gives her anxiety every time.
Well, mama doesn't know, won't hurt her.
Yeah. That's funny.
Just bring him on out. He'll be all right.
Yeah, he'll be good.
Start him out on the tube hill. Be great.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll find him. I'm pretty sure snowboards and stuff will go on sale, especially at his age, here in a couple of weeks. So.
Yeah, too bad Weston doesn't make a little kid-sized snowboard. Wouldn't that be
so funny story. Literally, my son's name is Weston, and my wife and I were sitting at breakfast one day, and we were set on the fact that we were going to have a little girl. And we were like, well, what if it is a boy? And I actually had a Weston backcountry hat on. And we both were like, oh yeah, Weston would be like perfect. So I always joke and say that Weston is named after the company Weston Backcountry.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't have your current hat on, cause his name would have been Canyon then.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of unique.
It is a little bit. maybe for a girl. There you go. I just gave you your next name.
Yeah. Right. There you go. I don't know if my wife would go for a snowboarding company as one kiddo and then a bike company as the next kiddo. But, you know, she's pretty cool. So.
You got to stay loyal there.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. But speaking of hazy IPAs, since we mentioned that earlier, we'll circle back to that. We are here today at Westfax Brewing, which is over, I don't know, where are we?
We're on the corner of West Colorado Ave and 30th?
30th or 31st or something, here in Colorado Springs. They're a brand new brewery here in the Springs. They have their first location up on West Colfax, which I'm assuming is where the name comes from, up in Denver. But we're drinking some Foggy Goggles and... I don't remember what my other one. What's this one called?
The Lumberjack.
The Lumberjack, yeah. Is that right? I think so. Something Lumberjack something. But, yeah, so on each episode, we're going to try to focus, or spotlight, I guess, a new brewery and a new hazy IPA. So if you, know somebody or own a brewery out there and you're listening to this and you want to be featured, we won't say no.
And the longer we're there doing our podcast, the more beers we're going to drink. It works for everybody.
Yeah, the hazier it's going to get. All right. So I didn't want to go too crazy in this first episode, but I did want to talk about a couple of topics. And that's just kind of a thing to, if we circle back here next year, just to see if we accomplished anything that we said we were going to. So in a way,
some attainable goals.
Oh yeah, mine are simple, but so the first one would be goals for riding in 2025, and that goes for mountain biking and the last, what, month and a half, 2 months of snowboarding?
Yeah, it's getting warmer, so the snow's going away. But I guess for me, if I'm thinking biking, you know, I'd really love to get into doing some jumps. You know, I've been really timid around the jumps and maintained more of a easy flowy downhill or a cross-country yeah. style riding. And, you know, I'd really like to get into some jumps.
Maybe we'll have to hit trestle.
Wouldn't that be a dream?
Yeah.
Even up in Colorado, up in Winter Park. Right? They got a bike course up there, too.
Yeah, that's Trestle.
That's Trestle, yeah.
So that's Trestle Bike Park. I was actually checking out, I totally just lost the name of it, Floyd Hill. Floyd Hill. I think it's up in, like, near Boulder, kind of, yeah. or, like, near Idaho Springs area.
Okay.
But I would say, for me, not to interrupt you, but...
No, go for it.
For mountain biking this year is just to be on the bike more. I think now that Weston's a little older, he's a lot more independent now. So I think just in general, getting back on the saddle at least a couple times a week would be cool, but I'll take a month, you know, and just kind of getting back into it. And then for snow, you know, I mean, I didn't get a season pass this year. I'll probably get one next year, but
Ooh.
I know. but I, like we said, Weston will be on a board next year. So, you know,
well,
we'll be up there a lot more. And
fatherly duty. You got to take care of your family. You got to take
oh, yeah.
care of your
no,
son.
For sure.
That comes first.
Yeah.
So.
No, I definitely wouldn't replace any of the time that I've spent with him and just making that epic father-son time and all that. But
hey, but you got to save time to make some dad lore.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But, I mean, we'll get him on a bike this summer, you know, kids ride shotgun.
Oh,
got
yeah.
one of those. Got one of those all set up and whatnot. So he'll be out with me, or out with us at least.
Well, and you just bought the Wyva bike, too.
Oh, yeah, we did just get our good old marketplace special.
That's where all the good deals are.
Oh, yeah. No, you can, Facebook marketplace between my wife and I, like, pretty sure that's where we keep that whole thing going, that and Amazon. we definitely like our Amazon and Facebook marketplace for sure.
Smart man.
Yeah, so next topic. Favorite places to ride.
If we're talking snow,
yeah,
we're going to Monarch.
Oh yeah,
easy.
Absolutely. Yeah,
it's where the season passes.
Yeah,
plus, you know, you just got a good variety of everything: greens, blues,
mm-hmm.
blacks, double blacks. You know, you can
hike up into Mirkwood,
make your own adventure.
Yeah,
you
for
know,
sure.
and just a local, small, community-based mm-hmm. type of ski resort. You know, skiing independent.
Ski independent. Yep.
I mean, and who wants to go falling off of a chairlift at Vail? So. If you're going to ski, go
fair.
Ski independent.
Or Keystone. Didn't it happen at Keystone, too?
I wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, that's
any
funny.
Of those Vail-owned resorts.
Well, you're also going to drop, what, freaking $300 just to ski for, like, 4 or 5 hours, if you're lucky, when I could drop a fraction of that and support a independent ski resort that's
yeah.
not a corporation. And
good, Noah Kahn saying
people
best.
And
Vail bought the mountain, and nothing was the same.
Fair.
That's how it goes. But, you know... If we're riding boards, we're going to Monarch.
Yeah.
If we're riding bikes, I like to hit Red Rocks Canyon Open Space.
Yeah, that's always
it's a little bit of a puzzle there. You can kind of create your own adventure. You know, right off
yeah.
the back side of there, you can...
I definitely have to ride with you because I get lost in the sauce.
It happens to the best of us.
Yeah, you know.
So many places you can offshoot there and
oh,
just
yeah.
make your own adventure and mosey on up Bear Creek, up Gold Camp, and maybe hit
yes,
Jacks and Chutes on the way down.
Yeah, I feel like... I haven't ridden, obviously, Red Rocks nearly as much as you have, but, like, when I would ride pretty regularly, it would be Palmer Park is always a good backyard.
Rattlesnake heaven.
Yeah, backyard ride. But then, I mean, you can't go wrong with Cheyenne Canyon. Like, you got, like you said, Captain Jack's into the chutes is, like, Colorado Springs mountain biking at its finest, and especially now with, like, all the developing and the... you can only go down, no hiking and all that.
Some one ways.
Since since they've set all that up, like they didn't have that back when I was racing and whatnot. So to have that now is definitely
legit. Another spot like that, Black Sheep over at Pulpit Rock. You know, that's a downhill only course there too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good one too. Yeah, so it's kind of cool. I was listening to this guy on a YouTube channel last night talking about Floyd Hill and whatnot, and just all the development in the last couple of years for mountain biking, strategically, which like Colorado Mountain Bike Association, like they've done, obviously been a vital part of that and crushing that game. And it'd be cool to have, you know, a couple more mountain bike only parks and whatnot.
Isn't there some whispers about that happening?
Yeah,
for the last 10 years.
Well, I mean, I feel like there's always whispers, but I think supposedly, like, there actually is this, I don't know if it's groundbroken yet, but there's pretty serious plans for, I think, one of the parks, like, on the northish side of Colorado Springs that's going to be turned into a mountain bike park or something, but that'll be sick. So.
Don't ask us the name. We'll figure it out later.
Yeah, you know, we'll share it.
But where is your favorite place to ride for snow?
Definitely would agree with you on Monarch for sure. Definitely like the last time we went, making us earn the ride and hiking up into Mirkwood and just having a suck fest on the way up and then riding some of the freshest powder.
It was the good white fluffy stuff, and man, it was great.
It was the legal kind.
The legal kind, the only kind that we do.
Yes.
To make that very clear.
Absolutely, yes, very much so.
We can joke about it all day, folks. But
all right, and then last places that you want to ride.
Places I want.
And we can
ride.
Do like 2025, and then like one-time opportunity kind of thing too.
For the longest time, the Continental Divide Trail was on my big list to ride for mountain biking, and I accomplished that last summer.
Nice.
So if I had to say, you know, I really want to get out to, like, Sedona or Moab and ride, and we're actually doing a trip out to Utah, and I'm going to take my bike with me, but, you know, I don't know how much riding will get done out there and
that's fair.
Backcountry stuff. So if we're talking bikes, those are the spots. How about you? What are we doing for bikes?
Ooh. I definitely agree with you. I want to hit like Sedona Bike Fest, which is here in a couple of weeks or so. And then definitely this season local, like I was saying, Floyd Hill, is it Virginia Mountain?
I have no clue.
Virginia Canyon or something. So it's somewhere up in Idaho Springs, too.
Virgin Canyon, something like that?
Yeah, something like that. I think Virgin Canyon is where they do Red Bull Rampage. Or Virgin, Utah.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. But, and then, yeah, like, if we get the opportunity, like, next year, definitely want to hit Sedona, go down to Arizona, maybe... I don't know if I want to go to California, but California would be fun. Maybe if Canyon invites us out there to go ride, we can go ride in California. That would be sweet.
That would be something, you know. California. I think even for snow, that'd be great. Heading out to Mammoth. They seem to get some big old dumps every now and then.
Or good old
recently.
Big Bear.
Yeah, Big Bear.
Big Bear would be cool.
But dream snowboarding. Still Japan for
Japan,
me.
Yeah.
Still Japan.
Maybe we'll have to plan a Japan trip for... 3 or 4 years.
Well, and I've always been mesmerized with the idea of Japan. My dad went there for a couple of work trips, and he showed me the pictures when he came back and brought souvenirs, and just the culture, I think, would be an astounding culture shock for somebody who hasn't been out of country very often, you know?
No, for sure. Definitely.
And then,
yeah. And then back to mountain biking, too, like, just thinking about it, like, all the crazy shit you see, like, down in South America, like, that would be a dream. That'd be fun.
Absolutely.
That'd be fun. As
trip down to Patagonia.
Yeah. All right. So before we keep rambling, definitely one like thing that we both appreciate about all the outdoor stuff in general is just like the community aspect. of it for sure. So if you're local or you're national or international, yeah, hit us up. We'd love to chat with you and see if we can get you on and all that. So
another
looking at his phone.
Looking at my phone here. Had to get the name right, but we're also excited for the National Chumps podcast to come out. I hear they're recording pretty soon. And
shout out to our buddy Rev and his crew. I think they're recording tomorrow, so that's why we had to record today.
Yeah, I had to beat them to it. No, they're a great group of guys out there.
But there's this college sports, right?
College sports, I believe.
Yeah, which is something I will never be a guest on because I don't know shit about college sports. So
no, my college sports were just drinking. That was about as far as mine went.
That's
so
awesome. Cool. All right. Well, follow us on social media. Follow us on whatever platform you listen to podcasts on. And
MySpace, anything. We'll be there.
Good old MySpace. Set us as your MySpace song. That's awesome. Cool. All right.
Have a great night, Mr. Matthew.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys for tuning into this episode of the Stewards of Stoke podcast. Make sure you follow us and give us a rating on your favorite podcast platform. And if you have time, please send us an email, info@stewardsofstokemedia.com, and send us your comments, questions, or anything you want us to talk about, or if you have some random facts, whatever, we can read on our next episode. So thanks for checking that out. We'll catch you on the next one. Cheers.